A new report is spelling out just how far Appalachia has fallen behind the rest of the country on key health measures. As Mary Meehan of the Ohio Valley Resource explains, the gap continues to grow.
Researchers found that despite improvements in rates of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, people in the 13-state Appalachian region suffer from more of those diseases than people in the rest of the country. And the gap between the health of Appalachians and the rest of the country continues to grow. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky worked with the Appalachian Regional Commission to compile the report. ARC co-chair Earl Goll says the data has never been examined in this way.
What we try to do is to bring together one place and to show how the region fits into the rest of the country, to look at how rural and urban communities differ.
He says the ARC is focused on the connections between health and economic development.
And we look at these issues and these challenges as something that limits and holds us back in terms of the growth of the region.
Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky Executive Director Ben Chandler says the report revealed Kentuckians are even sicker than most of Appalachia, which means much sicker than the rest of the country.
So we really are the cancer capital of the country in Kentucky.
And the report shows those high rates of disease can have deadly consequences.
As startling a number as any is the years of potential life lost. In other words, our people are dying sooner than people in the rest of Appalachia.
A second report, Bright Spots, will showcase how some regional communities are improving their health. But Chandler says there's no time to waste.
Not only do we have a serious problem, but we've got to act on it immediately.
Researchers hope their data may help narrow the widening health gaps in Appalachia. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Richmond, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.